See, in this verse, many words are used. Nashaha, Layaha, Mritam, etc. The words, you shouldn't take the literal meaning of the words, so you be very careful also on understanding things. So the mind, which is resolved temporarily, the thoughts which are resolved temporarily through practice of meditation or through practice of pranayama, which results in some time-bound experiences, which is time-bound pleasure also, and such resolution will come to an end. That means that coming to an end of that resolution, the state of resolution is called what? Nasha. Isn't it? When it comes to an end, again the mind comes back. Because it is not totally resolved for good, it is temporarily resolved, and again it comes up. Because thoughts cannot be controlled. It is only temporarily resolved. Whereas in contemplation, even thoughts come also, they are not resolved, means they are not prevented. Thoughts are, see, in through meditation and pranayama, the thoughts are resolved. When you have an experience also, that resolution, thoughts are temporarily prevented from rising. Whereas in jnanam, which with ascertained, assimilated vision of the reality, you know, wherein which you gain through contemplation, thoughts are not prevented from rising. But the reality of the thoughts being understood, the thoughts are as though resolved. Is it clear now? Thoughts are not prevented from rising. And here, because the thoughts will be there, coming and going, but still thoughts are as though resolved, because the reality of thoughts are understood. Thoughts is understood. That is what layagatam manaha punaha na bhavati, mrittam manaha punaha bhavati. So in jnanam, mind is resolved for good means what? While living, the mind is resolved for good means, vasang parabdha is there, mind is not resolved means what? Thoughts still come and go. Mind is still there. But resolved means what here? Because there's objectivity. All thoughts are, you know, and this objectivity is there, when the thoughts are seen as objects, you know, and thoughts are resolved in the reality. And there's no I-sense, the ahankara is resolved. Thoughts will be coming and going, but the ahankara is resolved in jnana. And when such a person, the jnani whose ahankara is resolved, when that person, the death happens, the physical body falls, then the sukshma resolves for good. Then the mind resolves for good. That is said to be the final death of the mind. Last death of the mind. Because again it's not going to be there. That is called mrittam manaha punaha na bhavati. So the impermanent resolution of the mind alone, there is real mukti. As there is no moksha. So he explained the importance and the necessity of contemplation. How? Why? Because contemplation is the only means for, you know, dhyana deva kaival, you know, contemplation is the way. Let's say people will say meditation is the only way, contemplation is the only way. For what? For us having the ascertained vision of the non-duality of the reality, in which ajnana, ahankara, adhyasa, adhyaropa, and all other problems and all the whole jagat can be resolved in terms of knowledge. Not physically, not resolving anything. No, not resolve as mithya. Isn't it? That is, contemplation is the only way. And contemplation is the meditation actually. Is it clear now? Other meditation, when you say, I mean, wherein vastu, that where the differences are there you resolve the thoughts temporarily. The temporal resolution of thoughts itself gives you some sukham. Imagine, temporarily if you resolve the thoughts for some time, there is some sukham. If you permanently resolve thoughts for, you know, good, talk about it. That's what is eternal. Understand now, eternal sukham. Nitya sukham is in resolving thoughts for good. Nitya nirantara sukham. That is called moksha. Okay. Now he says, in the next verse, in the 14th verse, Ramana Maharishi says, how to resolve the mind for good, how to have the thoughts resolved for good, instead of having the thoughts resolved temporarily. Okay, how to resolve the mind permanently, without resolving the mind temporarily. Is it okay? How to resolve the mind permanently? Now he makes it very clear. Are you interested in temporary resolution of the mind, or are you interested in permanent resolution of the mind? If you are a mature person, you will say, I am interested in permanent resolution of the mind. Some people, because the mind is permanently resolved, means it is very, it's frightening also. Some people will be frightened of this. Mind is permanently resolved for good means what? No, people can't take it. Again, it is a maturity. So, if you are a mature person, you will say, I want to have a mind permanently resolved. That is what is moksha. That is where is nitya sukham, nirantara sukham. Isn't it? First you are jivan mukta, then you will be videha mukti, mukta. First jivan mukti, then videha mukti, then samsara nivritti. So, here, how to have the mind permanently resolved? That he says next verse. Pranabandhana linamanasam. Ekachintana nashametyadaha. Pranabandhana linamanasam. Ekachintana nashametyadaha. So, in fact, the jnana yogaha. When you say jnana yogaha, means what? Now you know what is karma yoga. I explained to you. So, for those who are yet to be prepared for jnanam, arukshoho munehe, no yoga roda, we say here. One who wants to become ready for jnanam, and for him karma yoga lifestyle is prescribed. And for the one who is ready for analysis, for him jnana yoga is prescribed. So, what is jnana yoga? Jnana yoga means, the self-enquiry is jnana yoga, in fact. You are pure, you are mentally adequately steady, adequately calm-minded, means you are qualified for self-analysis, enquiry into the nature of the self. Self-enquiry means what? Enquiry into the nature of the self. How do you do? Not you don't do by yourself. With the help of the teacher, by studying Shastram, you understand the self, then you enter into the nature of the self. So, that is why contemplation is what? Contemplation itself is in fact enquiry into the nature of the self only. Contemplation, by enquiry into the nature of the self, helps you understand, recognize, ascertain, assimilate, have that firm, doubt-free knowledge of the self. Steadfast knowledge of the self. Therefore, here, what he says, If you are practicing pranayama, look at this, very, very carefully he says, if you are practicing pranayama, what happens? The unsteady, disturbed mind becomes calm, relatively calm. When the mind is calm, then what you should do, mind becomes relatively calm. Then you become, with the help of the teacher and study of the Shastram, you understand what is Atma, what is Anatma, and Atma is, you understand the Atma, the all-pervasive reality as the content of the word I, then you recognize the Swarupam of the, you understand the Satta of the Jagat as the very Chit, in terms of its swarupam as pure knowledge, then you contemplate upon that swarupam of the Atma. Because the mind is calm, not to disturb, it's available for contemplation. Therefore, prana bandhanat leena manasam means what? The mind which is relatively calm through this practice of pranayama. Then what happens? This mind, how do you say that? Manasam, the mind, which is leenam, which is resolved, which is made calm temporarily through this practice of pranayama, what happens? Nasham yeti, it becomes resolved for good. Through pranayama, it is resolved temporarily. It becomes calm, quiet. Then that mind, if through contemplation, what happens? It becomes nasham eti. It becomes permanently resolved. Nasham eti. So temporarily resolved mind becomes permanently resolved. Nasham eti. Katham nasham eti. Adaha means what? Etad manaha. Adaha means etad manaha. This mind. Which mind? Which manasam. Kim manasam? Leenam manasam. Resolved mind. How it is resolved? Temporarily resolved. Why is it temporarily resolved? Because prana bandhanat leenam. Because it is resolved through practice of pranayama. Therefore, what temporarily resolved? That temporarily resolved mind, nashameti, permanently resolved, resolved for good, destroyed for good. Resolved for not destroyed, resolved for good. Katham yeka chintanat. Yeka chintanat. What is yeka chintanam? Chintanam means thinking. Yeka chintanat means what? By thinking of only reality. Ekam means the one. Ekam literally means one. Here one means what? The reality. What is the reality? The reality which does not have a second thing. A secondless, non-dual, only reality, which is the very existence and which is the pure knowledge. Understand now? Look at this. The secondless, non-dual, only vastu, the reality, the existence of the jagat, which is nothing but pure knowledge, which is recognized as pure knowledge, now as the content of the I thought. Is it clear? That is reality. That reality, chintanat, we're thinking of that reality. Chintana means thinking. Thinking means what? Constantly thinking of that reality is what? Contemplation. If you think about the reality, if the object of your thought is only the reality, then that is contemplation. Made very simple. Eka chintanat. Onraagave ulla paramparulaye idaiyaraadhu ennudhal enna. Contemplation, dhyanam. Eka chintanat means what? By contemplating upon, by focusing your thought, attention of the mind, constantly, continuously, consistently upon this reality, the only secondless non-dual reality, which existence of the universe, which is the pure, nothing but pure knowledge, which is recognized as pure knowledge as the content of the I thought. Is it clear now? That is through contemplation. What happens in contemplation? Through that contemplation, manaha nashameti. This is the verse. Eka chintanat manaha nashameti. Adaha nashameti means what? Idam manaha nashameti. This mind becomes resolved for good. Is it clear now? How? Eka chintanat. Eka chintana means what? By contemplating upon the nature of the only secondless non-dual reality, which is existence, which is the pure knowledge, which is recognized as the content of I thought. Is it clear now? You made it very clear. initially resolved temporarily through practice of pranayama, and that temporary resolved mind, don't leave it, don't get stuck with that pleasure. Okay, then whatever, and through contemplation you resolve that mind for good. So the manaha nashameti, adaha nashameti means what? Adaha means idam manaha, tad manaha nashameti. Nashameti nasham gachati, nasham. Listen now, it resolves for good. How? Eka chintanena, through contemplation upon nature of the reality. Then the question comes here, nashameti means, what does it mean? If the mind is permanently resolved, see, that's why I told you, don't worry, he'll answer again. Nashameti, manaha nashameti, manam nashamadehiradu, enral enna. What does it mean? Mind is resolved for good. Mind is totally resolved for good. Permanently resolved. That means what? Mind is destroyed, otherwise he says. Now mind perishes. What does it mean? That means the desires, naturally one becomes free from the hold of desires. Please understand. When a person is alive and he constantly contemplates upon the nature of the reality, the only reality, secondless reality, the non-dual reality, which is the existence of the Jagat, which is in the form of pure knowledge, which has recognized as what? As the content of the I thought, that reality, he focuses attention on that reality. He constantly contemplates upon it. Then what happens? Then he has, in that constant contemplation, the mind ascertains the fact that the whole Jagat, the mind abides in that vision of that non-duality of the reality. When the mind abides in the vision of that non-duality of the reality, then that vision does not go away. Understand now, even the person walks in, as I told you already, when you understand 1 plus 1 is equal to 2, the fact, before understanding it might have been difficult and all that as a child, once you understood it, that fact never forget it. You drink, you sleep, you eat and you go, you walk, you joke and all that, you never forget that fact 1 plus 1 is equal to 2. You don't need to put your mind aside, don't need to do anything aside to remember that. Don't need to keep on 1 plus 1 is 2, 1 plus 1 is equal to 2, 1 plus 1 is equal to 1 plus 1 is equal to 2. You don't need to do all the time, don't need to say that. Once you've understood it, you have assimilated it, the fact is just ingrained in you, you can never forget it. Isn't it? That means the mind, when the child goes to kindergarten class, a big number 1 and another 1 plus and then another 1 and an equation and writing 2. My God, 4 big digits he has to write and all the some different symbols. It's a big mathematics. Very big matter for a 3-year-old. And beads also has to count. And when it, 3rd and 4th, the child is just very playful. It is so ingrained that the fact is so clear. 1 plus 1 is equal to 2. The child doesn't need to remember it all the time. It is their part of the mind. The jnanam is what now? It never goes away. It's always there. Even though my person is involved in so many activities, still the fact is not forgotten. Why? It's a fact. First thing, it is a fact. The fact understood, not simply understood, assimilated, ascertained, so it can never go, never forgotten. Like that, contemplation helps one what? That is what is meant by saying the mind abiding or remaining absorbed in the vision of the non-duality of the reality means what? Mind also has this clear understanding of the non-reality being non-dual. Is it clear now? That vision. Such a mind, the mind which abides in the vision of the non-duality of the reality, oneness of reality, our mind which remains absorbed in that vision of the reality, oneness of reality, that mind is naturally revels in fullness. Why? Because for that mind has itself has been resolved in reality, therefore it revels in fullness. That is why fullness is not attained, it is discovered. Happiness is not attained, it is discovered now. Discovered and wound up. Understand now? It is wound, it as though it was not there. That is why a beggar is given a beggar is made to understand he is the richest person in the world. The beggar who is not really a beggar, but who thought he was a beggar, and he is made to understand now that he is the richest person by showing all his accounts, all the money he has in different banks. How nice it would be to know that. Like that here also, we the Ajnani, this all this lamenting, complaining, melancholic, this jiva is made to understand how he is the fullness. He not crave for time-bound pleasures. He is the very source of all fractions of pleasures. Isn't it? That is what is as a jnanam. So, this eka chintanat, one revels in, eka chintanam results in what? Contemplation upon the nature of the reality results in the mind abiding in the vision of non-duality or the oneness of reality, which is like not being able to forget. You can never forget the vision. I had some vision. I had this experience. Again, I think I had it. And it has gone. That is not that. Coming and going. Okay? People come and tell you, I'd say any experience which comes and goes. I had this sudden flash of something. For a few seconds, I had that vision. People come and tell me. You know that. That's all possible. But still, that's not ascertained. Isn't it? That is why contemplation is the only way to have ascertained vision. Ascertainment means what? Again and again and again and again and again and again and again you understood the reality. No, don't take the mind away from it. Again and again try to focus your mind on that vastu, there itself. If you do not know what the vastu is, how can you focus? That is why we fail. That's why it's very important to recognize first of all. Then you try to focus. That's why Shastra Shravanam itself will help you to be in contemplation. After Upanishad you have to study. Then you focus in mind. Then you have that vision. Okay, you can never forget it. You never lose it. Gained is never lost because it's very swarupam. Understand? So that mind revels in fullness. Where there is fullness, naturally what is not there, all the wrong notions are resolved. Ahankara is resolved. Ahankara is not given up. Ahankara is not destroyed. Ahankara is resolved. Look at it. How it naturally resolved. Ahankara is resolved. You know, the eyesense in the body when it's complex has been shifted. And it's resolved in awareness, the reality. Therefore what? The fullness being there, in sense of inadequacy being not there, there are no such thing called emotional needs. There's no such thing called emotional dependence. The mind is free from dependence. Understand now? This freedom from emotional dependence is what? Independence, which is freedom. Isn't it? So this is free. The needs are not there, therefore what needs being not there, the desire naturally does not arise. The desire naturally does not arise. For any desire to be there, there must be the need. Understand? The need itself is not there because sense of inadequacy is not there. See, where there is fullness, there is no sense of inadequacy, there is no need, there is no desire. So the jnani has not given up desires, has not given up needs, has not given up in a sense of inadequacy. He is free from the hold of sense of inadequacy, free from the hold of needs, free from the hold of desires. Listen now, he's free. He's not held by anything. Desires are not there naturally. The thoughts arise, thoughts are there, but he is not bound by thoughts. That mind is not bound by thoughts, bound by limitations, because mind revels in fullness. The mind which has not recognized fullness is cannot revel in fullness. The mind which does not revel in fullness is bound by its own thoughts. Understand now? Limitations. The mind is free from limitations now. Is it clear now? Mind is free means what? The notions are all not there. The mind itself is free now. There's a freedom from the mind. Is it clear now? There's freedom from the mind. And therefore, for Hacha Jnani, there is no doership or enjoyership. Why? Because there is no Dehatma Buddhi. For one to have the sense of the doership, that the notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, for these notions to be there, one must have what? Dehatma Buddhi. One must have essence in the body mind complex. For this Jnani, essence in the body mind complex is not there. It has been resolved, shifted and resolved. Therefore, there is no doership and enjoyership. Therefore, what? There is no punya papa for him. Therefore, what? He is free from sanchita karma. He is free from agami karma. What about paradha? Paradha alone is exhausted. Paradha also is exhausted with objectivity, unaffectedly. So, paradha comes to an end. Then this person is jivan muktaha. So because desires do not arise at all for him, we say mind is resolved for good. Thereafter, this mind of a jnani, the enlightened mind of a jnani, what happens after the fall of the body, it is resolved. Because the desires are not there means, see, non-rising of the thoughts implies desire being not there. Desire is not there, desire does not rise at all, then the mind cannot exist. The mind, that is the end of the mind. That is why one thing people always talk about desire. Desire is the main thought. I tell you, if the desire is not there, then no other thought can exist. It is the desire which always becomes a seed for the continuity, the survival of the continuous survival of the mind. Now, what is seed for a continuous survival of the mind? It is the desire. The desire itself does not arise. Therefore, no other thought can be there. Therefore, the mind as such is what? Resolved for good. See, non-rising of the desires is what? Non-rising of thoughts. Non-rising of thoughts is desire, all thoughts being resolved. All the thoughts being resolved is what? Mind being resolved for good. When the mind is resolved for good, all other subtle powers also will be resolved along with the mind. If the mind is, other subtle powers also will be there. The mind is resolved, other subtle powers cannot resolve without the mind, cannot exist without mind. It will also be resolved. So the entire sukshma will be resolved. And entire sukshma is resolved means what? Therefore, no karma, all the karmas are exhausted. The subtle body is exhausted, subtle body is resolved. Therefore, subtle body being not there, with the gross body being disintegrated, again, the subtle is not there for it to assume another body again to be born again. Therefore, what? Rebirth is not there. Punaragamanam kutaha. Again, there is no way of coming back. Therefore, what? Again, there is no need for what is there to die. Something must be already born to die. Therefore, there is no more death. Therefore, jnani's death is the final death. Why? Because physical body will be disintegrated, mind will be resolved for good. Sukshma will be resolved for good. Therefore, there's no such thing called rebirth. Therefore, again, there's no re-death also. Therefore, nashameti. Katham nashameti eka chintanat. He highlights the importance of contemplation. See, contemplation is the only way to become free. To be free, no samsara nivrittihi, to be free from the bond life of transmigration, to be free from, no, to be free after death, and to be free while being alive. Freedom while being alive, jivan muktihi, then videha muktihi, freedom after death, and freedom forever. Understand? That is what is samsara nivrittihi. Freedom from the bondage of life of limitations for good is what? The samsara nivrittihi. That is what is manaha, said to be explained by one line, manaha nashameti. Is it clear now? Manaha nashameti. Katam manaha nashameti? Eka chintanat. What is eka chintanam? Contemplation upon the constantly dwelling upon the nature of the only secondless non-dual reality, the existence of the universe, which is recognized as the pure knowledge, as the content of the I thought. So he says, Nashtamanasot krishta yoginah, krityamastikim swasthitim yataha, nashtamanasot krishta yoginah, krityamastikim swasthitim yataha, krityamastikim swasthitim yataha. So, nashta manasa utkrishta yoginaha kim krityamasti. He says, the jnani is described here. Who is a jnani? Nashta manasaha. Nashtam manaha yasya. Nashtam manasam yasya yena saha nashtamanasaha. The one who has got his mind resolved for good permanently is called nashtamanasaha. Nirantaramaha manam odunga petravan is what? Nashtamanasaha. So the one who has got his mind totally permanently resolved for good through abiding in the oneness of reality is nashta manasaha. Such a person is called utkrishta yogi. He is exalted of the yogis. Why any yogi is exalted? No. Why utkrishta yogi here? Because there is a yogi. Anybody attains nirvikal samadhi also is a yogi. One who is given to the practice of, see, one who lives a life of karma yoga is a karma yogi. And one who is given to the practice of all ashtanga yogas is called a yogi. And one who has accomplished sarvavikalpa samadhi, nirvikalpa samadhi through the practice of this yoga is a yogi. But utkrishta yogi, who is exalted of the yogis? A exalted of the yogis is not the one who has temporarily resolved his mind through his yogic practices, but the one who has resolved his mind for good permanently through contemplation. Is it clear now? You have to be very careful. Who utkrishta yogi and yogi, what is the difference? Utkrishta yogi is a jnani. Why utkrishta yogi is a jnani here? Because exalted of the yogis is the one. See, any yogi, the one who has got his mind resolved temporarily through the practice of this yogic practices is also a yogi, isn't it? But here the jnani is the one who has got his mind resolved for good through contemplation, through this means of contemplation. He is a utkrishta yogi. And that through contemplation, one has got his mind resolved for good permanently. He is the exalted of the yogis. It's a jnani. And for such a person, swasthitim yataha, who is he? The one who has attained his own swarupam. Swasthitim yataha, tan nilai adendavan. One who has attained his own swarupam means what? In terms of knowledge. How can wave ever attain H2O? Tell me. How can ocean ever attain H2O? How can shall ever attain the wood? Attainment is in terms of knowledge, in terms of recognition, in terms of ascertainment, what it is. So the mind recognizing its swarupam, dwelling upon its own swarupam constantly, and then ascertaining its swarupam, thereby abiding in its swarupam through knowledge is what? Mind attaining its own swarupam. Is it clear now? Swasthityam yataha. Swasthiti. What is the sthitihi? The existence. Sthitihi of the mind is what? Reality. The sthitihi of the wave is H2O. The sthitihi of the ocean is H2O. Isn't it? The sthitihi of the chain is gold. Sthitihi. That is what is swasthiti. The existence. So, the mind which has recognized its own swarupam, thereby abiding, which abides in its swarupam is what? The mind attaining its swarupam. Is it clear now? That's what is swasthityam yataha. The mind, the jnani whose mind has, whose mind abides in its swarupam, its own swarupam is what? Swasthityam yataha. See, as long as self-ignorance is there, as long as ascertained vision of the reality is not there, there is no swasthiti. Swasthiti yanam is not there. There is parasthiti. Understand now? Parasthiti, paravasha. Your mind is where? The mind is always in things other than the self. And the eye-sense is always in thing anatma. When the eye-sense is in atma, not in anatma, then you are, there is swasthiti. Is it clear now? Eye-sense being resolved in awareness is swasthitim, and then attaining, abiding in one's own self. Eye-sense being resolved in awareness is what? A mind abiding in its self, swarupam. The eye-sense being placed in body-mind's complex is what? Parasthiti. Is it clear now? So here, swasthityam yataha. Swasthityam yataha means what? The jnani whose mind abides in its own swarupam through contemplation. Such a person who has got his mind resolved for good permanently, who is the exalt of the yogis, such a person for him, kim krityam asti, what is there for him to be done? What is there for him to be done? He has like accomplished, revels in fullness. The one who revels in fullness, what is there for him to be accomplished? What is there for him to be done? Kim krityam asti? Kritya means to be done. Kim krityam asti? Kim means what? You know that. Kim krityam asti? What is there for him to be done? What is there for him to be achieved? What is there for him to be accomplished? That means what? The question itself gives an answer. There is nothing that he needs to accomplish. Nothing that he needs to achieve. Nothing that he needs to do. Why? Because any doing is for happiness. That happiness he has discovered now. He already revels in that happiness and fullness. So what is there to be done now? Even if he does something, it will not increase his fullness. That is why in Bhagavad Gita is a beautiful verse. It says, Apuryamanam achala pratishtam samudram apav pravishanti yadvat tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve sashanti mapno tinakamakami. It will say, see, any amount of water goes to the ocean. It rains and floods and floods and floods. Any amount of water goes and joins, it does not make the ocean bigger. does not increase the size of the ocean. Ocean is already ocean, full. Addition does not make the ocean bigger. Okay, even in Kuwait and in other places, the deserts where you hardly find any rains, we don't find rains at all, even those oceans are always full. Lots of evaporation. I would wonder, evaporation, water must be high in 45 heat, no, 45, 50, sometimes 60. My God, no, anything, and if it goes out, it will get scorched immediately for a second, no. Even you will disappear for some time. No, such so much of heat, and their ocean is full. I don't know, I go to the seashore. Lots of water must be getting evaporated all the time, but ocean is still full. So reduction or addition, no, doesn't change the size of the ocean. Similarly here for a jnani, accomplishments, non-accomplishment, non-doing of something does not really make him unhappy, accomplishment does not add to his happiness, because that fullness is his swarupam. Is it clear now? Therefore, he does not need to do anything, accomplish anything, achieve anything, because already accomplished what needs to be accomplished through any doing, through any action, through any accomplishment. செய்யப்பட வேண்டியது ஞானிக்கு என்ன இருக்கிறது? ஒன்றுமில்லை. So, who is this ஞானி? உத்கிருஷ்ட யோகி, exalted of the yogis. Why? Because he has got his mind permanently resolved for good. Nashta manasaha. Why? He swasthitim yataha. Abba. Swasthitim, swasthiti yanam. Swasthitim yanaha means he has got home. He is at home. He is at home means what? This is what really being at home. Being at home means what? Swasthitim yataha. The mind recognizing the own swarupam and contemplating upon it, dwelling upon it constantly, ascertaining its swarupam and thereby abiding in its own swarupam is what? Mind remaining at home. Okay? The one who has this mind is what? Swasthitim yataha jnani. For him, this is the person who revels in fullness. For him, krityam kim asti. Kim krityam asti. What is there for him to be done? Nothing. He is a man of real accomplishment. Oh, Swami just has mentioned that. I didn't know this. He also mentioned the same verse of what I quoted. I didn't notice. See, I just simply quoted and Swami has given that. Okay. Drishyavaritam chittamatmanaha. Drishyavaritam chittamatmanaha. Chitvadarshanam tatvadarshanam. Darshanam tatvadarshanam. Drishyavaritam chittamatmanaha.
Drishyavaritam
chittamatmanaha. Chitvadarshanam tatvadarshanam.
Chitvadarshanam tatvadarshanam.
Okay. He says, see, the chittam means mind here. In Tattvabodha, I taught you chittam as a memory, which is also part of the mind, isn't it? But here chittam, generally you have to take it as mind. The mind means what? Attention of the mind. The mind. Drishyavaritam. Drishyam means what? Seen. Anything seen. Anything seen means what here? Anything perceived. Anything perceived means what? Anything known. Anything known means what? Any object of knowledge. Any object of knowledge means what? Everything and anything except the awareness. Understand now? Except the awareness, everything is known only. Known, seen, perceived, object is what? Drishyam. And varitam means what? Taken away. Withdrawn, removed. The attention of the mind, which has been taken away from all the objects, That means what? Mind is, attention of the mind has to be somewhere or the other. Look at this. There are only two things. One is drik, one is drishyam. The seer and the seen. Listen to me carefully. Drik and drishyam. Seer and the seen. Knower and the known. Okay? And here, everything is drishyam, drishyam. Everything is known. Attention of the mind is taken away from varitam, nivaritam. No? Nivaritam taken away. It has been shifted. Attention of the mind is shifted away, taken away, withdrawn from all the objects which constitute anything, all the objects means. Then where is attention of the mind now? Where is seer? Isn't it? Drishya varitam chittam. The attention of the mind is taken away from all the drishyam, the world of objects. Then where is it now? It has to be there somewhere. What happened? Atmanaha sthapitam. Atman is sthapitam. Understand now? Then that attention of the mind, taken away from all the objects, is now placed in what? Placed in its own swarupam. Drishyavaritam, then Atmanaha. Drishyavaritam chittam. Atmanaha. When attention of the mind is taken away from all the objects, even for the mind, attention of the mind to be taken away from all the objects, it must have been already placed where? In its own swarupam. Attention of the mind is placed in its own swarupam in contemplation. The attention of the mind is placed in its own swarupam in contemplation, then attention of the mind is taken away from all of the objects. Then the attention of the mind is placed in its own swarupam, being taken away from all the objects, other objects. Then what happens? It recognizes what? Chitva darshanam. It has the what now? There is vision of its own swarupam. What is Swarupam? Its own Swarupam? Chit. Swarupam being Chit. Its own existence, its own Swarupam, its own reality being pure knowledge, pure consciousness. See, attention of the mind, when it is taken away from all the other objects, attention of the mind is placed in its own Swarupam. There is vision of its own swarupam being pure consciousness. Chitva darshanam. And the chitva darshanam is what? Tattva darshanam. In fact, the vision of the reality, vision of one's own swarupam being pure knowledge is, in fact, vision of the reality, the existence of the universe. Chitva darshanam eva tattva darshanam. That means what? Existence of the reality and pure consciousness, the chit, are not two different things. The pure consciousness and the existence of the tattvam, the truth, the reality, the sasatta of the universe, are not two different things. It vision of the reality, truth is what? Vision of the pure knowledge, the pure consciousness is the vision of the reality, truth. Vision of pure consciousness is the vision of the pure, vision of the truth. These are two different things. Truth is consciousness, consciousness is the truth. Existence is consciousness, consciousness is the existence. But how do you understand existence? How do you understand the truth? The truth is available for recognition only as pure chit. When do you recognize the pure chit as being the reality, existence? Only when attention of the mind is taken away from varitam, drishya varitam, taken away from all the objects, it is placed in its own swarupam, then you have what? Vision of the pure knowledge, the pure consciousness. And when you have the vision of the pure consciousness, that vision of pure consciousness is in fact the vision of the truth, tattva. Chitva darshanam eva tattva darshanam. E padaippin iruppaga irikkindra paramparulum naandra sollin porulaga arivaga vilangugindra meipporulum vevveru kadaiyathu rendum ondrunna. Siklen now? Chitta darshanam eva tattva darshanam. There is no way of knowing the reality of everything. What is the truth of the tree? What is the truth of the leaf? What is the truth of this sparrow? What is the truth of this ant? What is the truth of this sky? What is the truth of the stars? What is the truth of this moon? What is the truth of the sun? My God! How are you going? What is the truth of this cell? What is the truth of this plant cell? What is the truth of this human cell? What is the truth of the brain cell? How are you going to understand this? So vast! Shastram tells easy tattva darshanam. The truth of the whole jagat. Sattattvam is what? Satyam. The reality, the sat, the existence of the whole jagat is recognized. When the chit, the consciousness is recognized. Consciousness is recognized. You don't recognize consciousness. Understand now? Consciousness is not available for objectification. In fact, all knowledge takes place in consciousness. That's why consciousness has to be recognized here. You recognize pure consciousness. When do you recognize pure consciousness? The attention of the mind is taken away from all the grossest objects. The attention of the mind just place is placed in what? In very consciousness. Attention of the mind is taken away from all the objects. Attention of the mind is placed where? In the very consciousness. Which is the very swarupam of the attention of the mind. Very swarupam of the thought, the mind. That is what? Pure consciousness is what? Then there is vision. Understand now? Attention of the mind being placed in pure consciousness, being taken away from all the objects is what? Having a vision of the pure consciousness. Chitva darshanam, having a vision of the pure knowledge. So having a vision of the pure knowledge is what? Mind abiding in its own swarupam. Mind abiding in its own swarupam is what? Mind having the vision of the truth, tattvam. Chitva darshanam eva tattva darshanam. They are not two different things. Is it clear now? What is the existence of the jagat? What is a satta of the jagat? What is a satyam of the jagat? Consciousness. What is consciousness? Chit. Where do you recognize chit? Do you recognize existence? We do not recognize existence as existence. How do you recognize existence? You recognize existence as consciousness, as chit only. Then you understand this chit is existence. Therefore what? Chitva darshanam, tattva darshanam. Chitva darshanam, tattva darshanam. So chitva darshanam eva tattva darshanam. Now he says, we'll be waiting. My God, okay, how to take the mind from all other objects and how to place the mind in awareness? No? Its own swarupam. Thereby how to ascertain the swarupam being awareness? Now, where is it? What do you mean by that? Attention being taken away from objects and placing in its swarupam and all that. What do you mean by that? So he says, there is method. What is the method? So Ramana Maharshi's followers say, this is Ramana's way. But it's not Ramana's way, it's a traditional way. Okay, but they say this is their own way. It's their problem, but we won't say that. It is a way. It is a way of all rishis, all mahatmas. Okay, all traditional acharyas. So, what he says, come on, shortcut method. You have to know the existence of the universe. You have to know the truth of the whole jagat. Where do you get it? Tattva darshanam is what? Chitva darshanam. For to have the chitva darshanam, chit darshanam, to have the vision of the reality is pure knowledge, pure consciousness. What should do? Your attention must be taken away from everything. When attention is taken away, what should you do? You have to place attention in Swarupam. But you don't even know what is Swarupam. How to arrive at the Swarupam, how to have Chitta Darshanam, how to recognize consciousness, where is reality as consciousness available for recognition? He says, you know, method. He says, come on, start inquiring what this mind is all about. What is this mind? No, he says, even though we say, for want of words, we say, you know, in day-to-day language, expressions, we say, there are many, many waves in the ocean. It's our expression, isn't it? There are many, many waves in the ocean. But really speaking, all the waves together constitute the ocean. What is ocean? All the waves together constitute the ocean. But what do you say? All the waves are in the ocean. Similarly, we say thoughts are in the mind, as we have seen. In fact, all the thoughts constitute the mind. Therefore, you have to ask this question, what is this mind? Leave the body, leave the sense powers, leave the pranas, don't worry about all those things. Okay, leave everything else now, leave the jagat also. Just only enquire this much. What is the enquiry you have to do? Just to know, what is this mind? Where does this mind exist? Where does this mind come into being? Where do these thoughts come into being? Where do they exist? Now, where do they resolve? What is this mind all about? Enquire. Then what will happen? You will see, mind will not be there. If you ask this, mind will not be there. Naiva manasam. Mind won't be there. Mind will disappear. If you ask the question, you enquire into what this mind is all about, you will see mind will disappear. Disappear means what? You will see mind, there is no such thing called mind. You will resolve mind in its reality. And therefore, why? Because this is very straight enquiry, direct enquiry. This enquiry into what this mind is all about is what? Direct, straight enquiry. Therefore, immediately you will find out the mind can be resolved in its own reality. If you see what this wave is all about, oh, wave is H2O. Where is wave? There is no wave, only water alone is there. What is this wave then? It's only water alone appears as the wave. What is there is actually only water. This water is what? In enquiry into what this wave is all about, wave will resolve. What will be there? Only water is there. How will you account for the wave? Wave is nothing but water alone is there in the form of the wave. Is it clear now? Similarly, here also if you ask what this mind is all about, you will resolve the mind later on. Okay, let us do this now. Manasam tu kim margane krite. Manasam tu kim margane krite. Naiva manasam marga arjavat. Naiva manasam marga arjavat. Manasam tu kim margane krite. Manasam tu kim margane krite. Naiva manasam marga arjavat. Naiva manasam marga arjavat. So he says, manasam tu kim. Manasam means manaha. Kim manasam? Manaha kim? What is this mind? If you enquire into, you will come across what? Iti margane krite. When you marganam means what? Searching. Marganam literally means searching. Here enquiry. Margane krite chati saptami. When you enquire into this truth of the mind, what is this mind all about? Then what happens? Naiva manasam. You will see the mind is not there. Mind will not be there. It means what? Mind will not be existent as independent reality. Mind will be resolved in its reality. Naiva manasam, How? Because marga arjavat. You know, because marga arjava means what? It is, there is no such indirect, you know, questions and all that. So directly you're asking. Marga arjavam. Arjavam marga means what? Because there's no distance between reality and the waves, so thought waves, which constitute the mind. Reality, the awareness and the thoughts, there's no distance. Like what? Like there's no distance between H2O and wave. You see, there's no distance between awareness and thoughts. There's no distance. There's no distance between the light and the illumined object. There's no distance. In fact, direct this is. Therefore, if you ask, what is this? What this wave is all about? Wave will resolve in water, in its reality. What this mind is all about? All our thoughts. What these thoughts are all? It will resolve in what? In Swarupam. What is the Swarupam? What is existence? In reality, pure awareness. What is that? Chit. Understand now? Because this enquiry into this, the truth of the mind being direct and straight, immediately you see what the mind is, mind will resolve in its, mind ends up, when you will stumble upon what? The truth. There's no, not many layers are not there. That is why when we go to the temple, you will see that symbolically, when you go to the temple, you know, first outer prakaram, then inner prakaram, go straight to garbhagriham. Don't wait outside, okay? Go straight to garbhagriham. When you go to the temple, suppose if you go to the temple at 12:15 in India, in the afternoon, especially big, big, huge temples. If you go a little early, leisurely we'll come around. We'll do pradakshinam of all the, you know, many prakarams will be there. We'll come do the pradakshinam and come slowly to the garbhagriham. You go at 12:15, there's no time for you to wait. Because the temple, the time is first, you're going to close the temple means what? You don't want to miss the darshanam. You rush. What do? You skip all the pradakshinam of all the prakarams. Before 12:30, if they close, we want to go straight and have the darshan. Don't want to miss the darshanam. If they close again, they won't open till 5 o'clock in the evening. So you don't want to miss the darshanam. What you do? You avoid what? Pradakshinams. Then what? Straight, direct. Okay? Arjavam. Marga arjavam. Direct, straight, go straight to what? The garbhagriham. Avoid all prashnam of the other prakarams. Go straight into the sanctum sanctorum. And have there, they have darshan. Like that what here also, don't worry about anything. Just straight away ask what this mind is all about. Manasantakim, margane krite. Now enquire into the mind. Then you see mind hathim, but all the thoughts constitute the mind. And all these thoughts are there. When this thought is, any thought is there, there will be one thought centered on which all the thoughts must be existent. Then you say, first, I thought. Okay? What is this I? I also is a thought. I am is also a thought. Is also a thought. Is, that is, this is, that is, this is, those are, these are all thoughts only. Everything is nothing but the thought. But all these thoughts are centered on what? I thought. For what is I thought is all about? No? Then you analyze what it is, oh, the mind. Oh, there is a time when all these thoughts are resolved, completely resolved. What do you call it? Deep sleep state. Oh, there is a time the mind is partially awake, partially asleep. That means what? Partially inactive, partially active and partially passive. What do you mean by that? That means only subtle experience, dream. There is no interaction with the external world, but a dream alone is there. That is also mind. That's another state of mind. Dream state. Okay, what's another state? My God, another state where I am, you know, all the thoughts are, all too many thoughts are there, perceptions are there, and keeping the perception, the reactions and responses, so many thoughts come, and external world also is perceived, lots of intake of, you know, the data, and then responses and reactions, and all this is completely the waking state of the mind. This is what the mind is. That means the mind is full of thoughts, nothing but all these thoughts, including this I thought, is what? So this I thought, then when no thought is there, what is there is what? Just the knower. No thought is there, knower alone is there. Who this knower is? Knower is knowledge, pure knowledge, awareness. Knower and awareness are not two different things. Knower is awareness. When you say, you resolve knower in awareness. And not only knower is awareness, known, the I is, it, object also is awareness. So the knowledge, I'm saying knowing is awareness, knower is awareness, known also is awareness. Leave alone that. Now you say, all the thoughts are what now? All the thoughts are awareness. Manasam tukim margane krite, manasam, no, naiva manasam, marga arjavat, straight. Because enquiry into the truth of the mind is what? Being very straight, you resolve the thoughts immediately in what? In awareness. That is why in Ramanashram they say, you have to ask the question, who am I? They all sing us, nowadays they have English songs, bhajans also, because all Spanish and Europeans all go there. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Ask this question forever, you will get... Something that they have this own, their own funny things, okay? They sing, this is a new bhajan. New bhajan. One more bhajan has come. That's all. So, and ask this, no, because it's very, they all say very strict people, very, very, they think all others are stupid, nobody knows anything. And they don't want to say, no, Shankara, we don't want to have any tradition, Vedanta, nothing, Ramana's way. They say that. Really speaking, Ramana Maharshi doesn't contradict Vedantic vision. That is why we teach. We have no problem. We can take any Prakrana Grantha and teach. As long as it doesn't contradict the vision of the Mahatma, doesn't contradict with the vision of the Veda, for us, he is a Mahatma. Understand now? The Rishi, Jnani, he has no problem. Because he doesn't contradict. His followers who don't understand him contradict. Understand? So we have no problem with him, Ramana Maharshi. That is why Marga Arjava, Arjavam, Arjava Hamiva, very straight. Now straightforward means what? The direct, enquiry being very direct, not indirect, nothing is complicated here. Enquiry being very straight, once you ask what these thoughts are, and you have to ask what this I thought is, once you ask this, you stumble upon, you end up, you put your leg where, foot where? Only in awareness. Then, for such a person who enquires into the nature of the mind, Surupma of the mind, the truth of the mind, one who enquires into what this meaning, what this mind is all about, for such a person, what happens, then he end up in what? Oh, all the thoughts are settled on I thought. If I thought is not there, no thought will be there. And then he enquires, oh, what is I thought is all about? Oh, I thought also is not there in deep sleep state. That means what is that which is aware of the I thought being not there in deep sleep state, I thought being there in waking state, what is it which is aware of? That which is aware of the I thought being not there is the awareness. Isn't it? Pure awareness. So, and then I thought will be resolved in what? Awareness. Like we say, wave is H2O, wave is resolved in H2O. So I thought is resolved in awareness. I is awareness, in fact. I don't want to say I am awareness, okay? I is awareness. Am is awareness. I am is awareness. So he says, I also disappears. Disappears means what? Resolved. When you say wave is water, wave is not taken to be a reality. Please listen to me carefully. When I say, first you do not know what H2O is all about. Then you know, you see only the wave. Your understanding wave alone is real. Then you ask this, what this wave is? And you say, you stumble upon what? Reality of the wave. Stumble upon the reality of the wave being H2O. Then you say wave has no independent existence. So the wave not having independent existence is implied by what? We are saying wave is H2O. That means what? Wave has no independent existence. The wave is not, understand now, wave is only relatively real. But what resolving wave in its existence? Truth. Like that, what is I is? When it resolves I in awareness, I is awareness, am is awareness, I am is awareness, everything is awareness, the end, every thought is awareness, jealousy is awareness, hate is awareness, everything is awareness. Greed is awareness, you know, anger is awareness, desire is awareness, all the thoughts are awareness, the entire mind is awareness. When you say, you resolve the mind in awareness. Understand? If you anchor into it, then it resolves, it disappears. So the wave disappearing in the inquiry into its reality being H2O is what? Wave being, wave not having independent existence. Is it clear now? Wave being resolved in its reality H2O implies wave being understood as something which doesn't have independent existence. Vrittayastvaham vrittimashritaha. Vrittayastvaham vrittimashritaha. Vrittayo mano vidyaham manaha. No vidyaham manaha. Vrittayastvaham vrittimashritaha. Stvaham vrittimashritaha. Vrittayo mano vidyaham manaha.
Vrittayo mano
vidyaham manaha. So he continues his explanation of how to enquire into what this mind is all about. No? He says, Vrittayaha tu aham vrittim ashritaha. Vrittayo mano viddi aham manaha. He says, look at this. Simply understand. Vrittihi. Say this.
Vrittihi.
Vrittihi is a Sanskrit word for the thought. Thought in English, thought or thought modification. You know, in English language when you say thought, in Tamil we say ennam. What is in Sanskritam? Vrittihi. Antahkarana vrittihi. Say that. Why? Because vritti is also used to for livelihood. Now, uncha vritti, that vritti we say. Vritti also means livelihood. What do you do for your livelihood? Means that's also vritti. But here, vrittihi literally, here vrittihi means what? Thought. And what is the plural of vritti? Thoughts, vrittayaha. Say that now. Vrittayaha. Vrittihi. Vrittayaha. Thought, thoughts. Vrittihi, vrittayaha. So, what he says, just as thoughts, waves constitute the ocean, similarly, thoughts, all the thoughts constitute the mind. What is mind? It's a constitution of innumerably countless, you know, constant flow of thoughts is what, in fact? You know, thoughts is the mind. So, vrittayaha. Vrittayaha tu manaha. All the vrittis together constitute what? Mind. Manaha. What is mind? It's a constitution of many vrittis, many thoughts. But all these vrittis, look at this, all these vrittis are centered on, based on one first vritti. What is that vritti? Aham vritti. I thought. Aham vrittim ashritaha. Sarve sarvaha vrittayaha aham vrittim ashritaha. All the thoughts which rise in your mind are centered on, based on I thought. Aham vrittiyai ashrayitte matra ella vrittigalum irikkindrana. Aham en naan endra ennathai saarnde matra ella ennangalum irikkindrana. That means what? If there's no I thought, other thoughts cannot be there. Yes, you can you tell me? Just look at me, listen to me carefully. Can you say, you know, I was not there last night, but elephant was there? Can you say that? I was not there. It means what? I did not know I was here, but I knew one thing, that I saw Anju eating something. Let me say this. I was not here, but Peterji was here. I did not know I was here. Look at this. I did not know I was here, but I knew Peterji was here. I did not know that I was here, but I knew Peterji was here. It is not possible. I did not know that I was here means I cannot know anything else was here. I should know that I was here. Then I can say what else was here. Is it clear now? You see, myself being not aware of what that I am, here, I cannot say what else is here. Naan irukkiradhe enakku theriyadunna, how can I know something else being there? Is it clear now? If I do not know my own existence, how can I say something else is here? Somebody else is here. It's impossible. Therefore, there must be I thought. Always I thought must be there for any other thought to be there. What is this I thought? The knowledge. What is this knowledge? The knowledge am is what? The knowledge that I am is I thought. Is it clear now? Knowledge that I am, I know I am, is what? I am itself is knowledge. That knowledge that I am being there is what? I thought being there. And I thought is there means any other thought is possible. Then I can say what? Shruti is, Lakshmi is, no, Madhavima is, she is, he is, that person is, this person is, this is, this is not. Shivajima's hot curry is, everything we can say, that is, this is, everything we can say, when can you say that? Anything is. I must be there to say what is. See, if I am not here, how can I say what is here? If I am not here, I cannot say what else is here. Is it possible? Is it clear now? One must be there for one to know what else is there. I do not know I am, but I know that Madhima is. I do not know that I am here. I know but Madhima is here. It is not possible. See, unless there is awareness of one's own self being there, okay, there is no way of saying what else is there. Very important. That is why any thought is what? Any thought is easiness of something. Understand now? Is, that is, this is. Therefore, we say all other thoughts, any thought, it can be knowledge, it can be perception, it can be understanding, it can be anger, it can be desire, it can be greed, it can be jealousy, it can be hatred, it can be perception, it can be knowledge of something, it can be anything. Any thought, any number of thoughts, any thought of any object, anything is possible only if there is mainly the I thought. The knowledge that I am must be there for that to be the knowledge that the world is. For the knowledge that the world is to be there, there must be knowledge that I am. Is it clear now? Therefore, all the thoughts are centered on, based on I thought. நான் இருக்கிறேன் என்ற அறிவு இருந்தாதான் மற்ற எது இருக்கிறது என்ற அறிவு இருக்க முடியும். நான் என்ற எண்ணம் இருந்தாதான் மற்றதை பற்றி மற்ற எண்ணங்களே இருக்க முடியும். இட் இஸ் இம்பாசிபிள் ஃபார் த மைண்ட் டு என்டர்டெயின் அதர் தாட்ஸ் வித்தவுட் ஹேவிங் தி ஐ தாட். இஸ் இட் கிளியர் நவ்? திஸ் இஸ் அ ஃபேக்ட் அபவுட் அனதர் ஃபேக்ட் அபவுட் சட்டில் ஃபேக்ட் அபவுட் தி மைண்ட். தி மைண்ட் இஸ் வாட் இஸ் மைண்ட்? ஹி சேஸ் விருத்தயஹா மனஹா. Very simple, he very good. His waves together constitute the ocean. Like that, vrittayaha manaha. Vritti nam samuhaha manaha. Understand now? Vrittayaha manaha. All the thoughts is together form what? The mind. So all the vrittayaha, ekam vritti mashritaha. All these thoughts, varieties of thoughts which rise in the mind, which constitute the mind, are based on, centered on one thought. What is the thought? Aham vrittihi. I thought. Naan engindra ennam தே சார்ந்தே மற்ற எல்லா எண்ணங்களும் இருக்கின்றன. It's very clear. If there is no such thing called I thought, if there is no knowledge that I am, then no other thought can be there. You can be very clear. So, Aham Vrittim Ashritaha Vrittayaha. Vrittayaha Kaha? Vrittayaha Manaha. All that is constitute the mind. Therefore, he says, therefore, Vidhi, may you understand this, Aham Manaha. Therefore, I thought also is mind. All the vrittis constitute the mind. All the vrittis are based on the I thought. Therefore, I thought also is mind. Don't mistake I thought for something different. I also is a thought. Aham also is a thought. Aham also is a vrittihi. Any vritti is a mind. Any wave is ocean. Therefore, any vritti is what? Mind. Any thought is mind. Aham is what? I also is a thought. Therefore, I thought also is what? Mind. I also is a thought. Therefore, so what now? If I also is a thought, now you arrived at what now? All the thoughts are mind, together form the mind. Aham, I also is a thought. I being a thought, I thought also is what? The mind. So what? Not the reality. Therefore, now if you know what this I is all about, because now you want to know what? Manasantu kim margane krite. You need to know what this mind is all about. Now you know what? All the thoughts are centered on, based on this I thought. Therefore, if you want now, I thought also mind. If you know what this I thought is all about, is enough. The entire mind is understood. The truth of the mind becomes understood if you know the truth of one I thought. Is it clear now? He tells the next, see how he develops it. I got it now. I think you see the beauty of the development, how he goes step by step. Therefore, it's a very big step. See, for us, a big leap. See, imagine, for a person who does not know anything, Bhagavan is teaching the method of arriving at the reality. பரம்பரை அறிவதற்கு வழி சொல்லித்தரார். எப்படி மனசு என்னன்னு கேளுங்க, அப்புறம் மனசு தெரியும், மனசு இல்லை காணாம போயிடும். என்ன மனசு இந்த நேரம் போய் பரம்பரையிலேயே முட்டிடுவீங்கன்னு. Then he says, you don't need to know all the thoughts also. All the thoughts are based on one thought, that is I thought. Therefore, if you inquire into what is I thought is all about, the truth of your entire mind becomes understood. So what he says now? Ahamayam. Therefore, now what you have to do now? Hey, what is this I thought? Look at this. You leave the mind also now. You leave the mind and ask this question now. You ask this now. What is that? What is this I thought all about? What is this I? I is a thought, that we know. As a thought, I is also mind. So knowing what this I is all about is as good as knowing what the mind is all about. Knowing what all the thoughts are about, isn't it? So he says, therefore now we'll inquire what this I is all about. Okay, I stands for the entire mind. Now look at this. Ahamayam kuto bhavati chinvataha. Ahamayam kuto bhavati chinvataha. Ayipatatyaham nijavicharanam. Ayipatatyaham nijavicharanam. Ahamayam kuto bhavati chinvataha. Ahamayam kuto bhavati chinvataha. Ayipatatyaham nijavicharanam. Ayipatatyaham nijavicharanam. It says, I am aham kutaha bhavati. Look at this. I am aham kutaha bhavati. Idam aham kutaha bhavati. I am means what? Not English I am. Sanskrit I means this. Okay. Hey, this I, why this I now? Now we are very objective. You analyze the mind, now you want to know what this mind is all about. To know what the truth of the mind, now you want to know, you need to know only what this I is all about. Why? Because I also forms part of the mind. Because all the thoughts which constitute the mind are centered on this I thought. So what this I is all about? I am aham. Kutaha bhavati. Where does this I thought, this I, and okay, come into being from? Where does this I thought originate? Kutaha bhavati. Yengirundu inda naan enbadu varugirathu, thondrugirathu. Okay? Yengirundu, kutaha. From where aham, I am aham, this I, which is a thought, which forms part of the mind, which is the dead end of the mind, based on which all the thoughts are there, this I, kutaha bhavati. Simple language. You understand Sanskritam, don't you? Kutaha bhavati. Where does it originate from? Kutaha bhavati. Iti chinvataha. Chinoti means what? Chinoti means actually plucks. Really speaking, collects. But here, chinvataha. Iti, one who enquires into. The one who enquires into the meaning of, the truth of this I thought, as what this I is all about, where does this I originate from? You want to enquire into, then naturally what happens, I means what? He's addressing. I is an always, it's addressing somebody who's in the second, second person. I means it's, hi, listen to me. When you say something, you can say, I is always used to address somebody who is in the front. So here, Ramana Maharishi addresses any seeker here. I, if you inquire into, what is that now? I am aham kutaha bhavati. This I, which is a thought, where does it originate from? Iti chinvataha. The one who enru ennugiravanukku, for the one who thinks, for the one who inquires into, one who really sees, into the truth of what this I is all about, for him, listen, he says, Aham patati means what? I falls. I falls means what? I resolves. It's like, patati means falls. Falls where? It falls into its own reality. It's like you take a chain and you see the chain. And you see, what is this chain all about? Oh, chain is made of gold. Because if I remove the gold, the chain will, the name and the form will disappear. Therefore, what? When you say the chain, the nama rupa has no independent existence. Existence of gold is existence of this chain. I mean, nama rupa means what? Understanding the truth of the chain being gold, which without which the chain cannot exist at all, is what? Falling of chain, the nama rupa, into its reality. Excuse me, what is falling? Patati. And when you understand, without H2O, the wave nama rupa cannot exist by itself. The wave is just the name of a given small form, which is nothing but H2O. His understanding is what? Falling of nama rupa, the wave, into its own reality, H2O. Similarly, when you inquire into, I am aham kutaha bhavati iti chinvataha, for the one who inquires into the truth of his I, what is I is, where does it originate from? Then you see, the I is just the thought form. Thought form, and it's not even a gross form, a thought form which doesn't exist independent of awareness, which cannot exist independent of awareness. When you understand, this I thought falls into its own swarupam, the pure awareness. I, aham patati, kutra patati, chaitanye patati, chiti patati. Understand now, in consciousness it will fall. And this this resolving the I thought or falling of I thought into its own swarupam, its own reality, its own existence, by inquiring into the truth of the I thought, where this I thought originate from, is called nija vicharanam. Nija vicharanam means what? Enquiry into one's own self. Nija means self, one's own self. Is it clear now? So, enquiry into the meaning of the I thought or I is in fact enquiry into nature of one's own self, which is called self-analysis, or you can say self-enquiry. Nija vicharana means what? Self-enquiry. Tan swarupatte patriya arivu. ஆத்மஸ்வரூபத்தை பற்றிய விசாரமே என்ன சொல்றது? நிஜ விசாரணம். இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? வாட் இஸ் செல்ஃப் என்கொயரி? ஹவ் யூ காட் இட் நவ்? ஐ திங்க் யூ ஆல் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் வாட் இஸ் செல்ஃப் என்கொயரி நவ். வாட் இஸ் நிஜ விசாரணம்? வாட் இஸ் செல்ஃப் என்கொயரி? என்கொயரி இன் டு தி மீனிங் ஆஃப் தி ஐ. வாட் இஸ் ஐ நவ்? ஐ இஸ் அ தாட். If I is a thought, what is I? I forms part of the mind. Therefore, enquiry into the meaning of the word, meaning of the I thought is what? Enquiry into the very truth of the mind. Is it clear now? I aham patati. Vichara, because marga arjava, the enquiry being direct, it directly what? It falls. Aham patati, I becomes resolved in its reality. Okay, let me finish with a nice, beautiful verse. 20th verse.
Ahaminashaba jahamahantaya. Ahaminashaba jahamahantaya. Spurati hrit swayam paramapurnasat. புரதி ஹ்ருத் ஸ்வயம் பரம பூர்ண சத். அகமினாஷப ஜகமஹந்தயா. அகமினாஷப ஜகமஹந்தயா. அகமினாஷப ஜகமஹந்தயா. அகமினாஷப ஜகமஹந்தயா. ஸ்புரதி ஹ்ருத் ஸ்வயம் பூர்ண பரம பூர்ண சத். ஸ்புரதி ஹ்ருத் ஸ்வயம் பரம பூர்ண சத். ஸ்புரதி ஹ்ருத் ஸ்வயம் பரம பூர்ண சத். ஸ்புரதி ஹ்ருத் ஸ்வயம் பரண பரம சத்.
சி ஹி சேஸ் திஸ் ஐ என்கொயரி இன் டு த ட்ரூத் ஆஃப் தி ஐ is what? Self-enquiry into one's own self, nature of one's own self. This enquiry into the nature of one's own self, nija vicharanam, is what? Enquiry into the truth of the I thought. How do you enquire into the truth of the I thought? You try to understand, where does this I thought originate from? Where does it exist? Where does it resolve? When you enquire, this enquiry results in what? Results in the knowledge or vision of awareness. Because there is nothing other than awareness. Nothing is there when the I thought is not there. The awareness alone is there as the knower of the I thought being there. Awareness is there as the I thought being knower of the I thought being not there also. Therefore, the I thought, awareness alone is there. Awareness is the reality from where the I thought originates, where the I thought exists, and where the I thought resolves also. There is nothing other than the awareness, the pure awareness. So this, when you understand this I thought, you know, being I thought falls. Aham patati. I thought falls means what? The I thought being mithya. As mithya is resolved in its own existence, the awareness. Why I thought is mithya? Because I thought has no independent existence. Understand? Because I thought always known. It depends on what? The knower. The knower is what? Awareness. There is no independent existence. It resolves in the very awareness. Aham patati. When the I thought is I is resolved in its own reality, you know, resolved, then what happens? This is what is resolving the I as mithya in its own reality, the awareness, is what? Resolving of ahankara also. You'll understand later on. Is what, in fact, it has no independent existence means what? Resolving, having the I thought being resolved in its own existence, the pure awareness, is what? Destruction of I also. Ahami nasha bhaji. When the I is resolved in its own reality, ahami nasha bhaji. When this I is resolved, I don't want to destroy. When the I thought is resolved in its own reality, the pure awareness, ahami nasha bhaji, then what happens? Aham ahantaya. Come on, I'm here. Like it's coming, you know, aham ahantaya means what? Aham ahantaya, the I, the actual I. Okay? The I of the I. I, now, I say I of the wave is H2O. Look at this. I of the wave is H2O. What is the I of the I thought? I is a thought, isn't it? I of the I thought, not this I. I mean pronoun I, okay? I of the I thought is what? Awareness. Therefore, aham, the I of the I thought, ahantaya, by itself, spurati, the awareness, the pure awareness, the pure consciousness, the pure knowledge, I of the I thought, existence of the I thought, the truth of the I thought, essence of the I thought, the reality of the I thought, content of the I thought. Understand now? Essence of the I thought reveals by itself. Aham ahantaya spurati. Kim aham, which aham? I of the I thought. I of the I thought is what? I of the entire mind. I of the entire mind is I of all the beings. Self of all the beings. Here aham is what? The self. Okay? The I of the I thought, the awareness, the self of... Is it? No. Ahantaya by itself spurati reveals... When the I thought is resolved in its reality. See, when you resolve, when you see the wave, you see what this wave is all about. Oh, wave is H2O. When you understand H2O, then you say wave is H2O. When you say understanding the wave is H2O is what? Having the wave resolved in its H2O in its reality. Having the wave resolved in its H2O is what? H2O revealing its swarupam by itself. Clear now? Ahami nasha bhaji. When nasha, again Sati Saptami here. When this aham, I thought is resolved in its own existence, reality, the awareness, the pure awareness, then aham, the awareness, the I of the I thought, aham tayas purati, it reveals its by itself. It becomes revealed to you. That is what is Lord Shiva going to what? Devi's temple. Understand now? Lord Shiva walks from his place to Devi's place. This Devi is contemplative mind, enquire self, the mind which is involved in the enquiry, self-enquiry. Understand now? And Lord Shiva goes from there. Then, there, Jiva Brahma Aikyam. That means what now? Jiva Brahma Aikya means what? The individuality resolved in totality. You know, the wave resolved in its own swarupam. That what? Ondra, in fact, kalatta lalla. It's not becoming one, you know, being one. Understand now? It is not irandara kalathil. Kalathil ay gadayadu. Onraha agadil ay gadayadu. Onri iruttal. Understand now? Onri iruttal and onraha agadil. Already one. Understand? So onri iruttal na. That's why we say it is not even, it is not fusion, it is not mixing, it is not, it's here just being one. Understand now? This is what is we say here. So the aham inasha bhaji, aham ahant, when aham, so you have to see the truth of what the I thought is to resolve the I thought in its reality. The I thought is resolved in its reality, the awareness, then the awareness, the I thought, the essence of I thought, ahantaya, by itself, spurati, where? In your mind, hrit, katam, swayam spurati, ahantaya, swayam spurati, by itself, it spurati, it throbs, means what? It just reveals. Aham ahantaya hritspurati. What is that awareness? Parama purna sat, the absolute reality, the existence which is of the nature of fullness, which fills everything. Parama, absolute, purna, all pervasive, sat, the existence, the reality. By itself, it reveals to you as what? As pure awareness. Hrit parama purna sat hrit swayam ahantaya spurati. What is a parama purna sat? Sat existence, a pure existence. What is a pure existence? Absolute existence. What is absolute existence? That which does not depend upon anything else for its existence. It is swayam existence, self-existent reality. Paramasat, absolute existence, absolute reality. The pure existence, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, which fills everything. The purna stands for which is of the nature of fullness, limitlessness. And which does not need to do anything to fill, to be full of jagat. That means what? Because being full is its swarupam, isn't it? I told you already, water does not need to do anything to be full of the ocean, to fill the ocean. Being full is its nature. So fullness is the nature of H2O with reference to ocean. Similarly here, the pure awareness, the pure consciousness does not need to do anything to be full of the universe, to pervade the entire universe. Therefore, the Purnam Sat, the Sat, the pure existence, the reality, the absolute Parama Purna Sat, which is of the nature of fullness. No, aham taya, by itself. Come on, I am here. Like that, no? Aham taya swayam spurati. It just reveals. When does it reveal? When ahami nashabhaji, when the I thought is resolved in its swarupam. Reality reveals. Therefore what? This what is marga arjavam. Direct. No, straight inquiry, direct inquiry. Okay, I'll stop here.